I help facilitate our completely virtual newsroom, which is powered by over 1,400 volunteer contributors from around the world. Since we cover many parts of the world where the security condition varies and a lot of the reporting that we end up doing is on free speech issues and social movements, safety is a major concern for us when it comes to our volunteer contributors. We don't seek out contributors, but if someone comes from a country where there's a huge risk of speaking out and they want to speak out, then we kind of say, hey, we need to have a conversation about how serious this is and what the repercussions could be for you. Even if they're an expat and their family lives in a country where this dynamic is happening, we have a conversation with them about whether they want to use their name. If the author is anonymous, that protects the author, but the sources already exist on the internet. We will be linking to every fact that we use within that story. We have a couple of contributors under the age of 21. We are very careful about what they report on. We feel that you're not even old enough to kind of do your security risk assessment. Every 2 years, we fly our 100 most active contributors to a summit, and a large part of our internal meetings was on risk assessments and security and threat modeling. Increasingly, what we're seeing is through the internet, more and more people are beginning to critically look at their freedoms within their own country. I, from the outside, can see that a lot of changes are taking place that makes it seem like this is a riskier place to speak up from. But that person's grown up in this place, so it's very difficult for them to realize things could change very quickly in their country. And they're like, oh, I just wrote something online. Why do I have to suddenly be careful about my physical movement? But things can kind of trickle over pretty quick.